places and pastimes there. So thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you so much. Shyamagauri Mataji, am I audible?
Yes, yes, you're audible.
I'm just starting to share. Mataji, can you make me the host? I'm not able to share the screen.
Done, Mataji, you should be able to share now.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you, Shyamagauri. We did Vrindavan Parikrama a couple of months back. Shyamagauri Mataji had asked me if we can do Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. I was a bit scared because I see so many, like I see all of you of all who are present in the call. I am the lowest one who is qualified, but I just took it up as a service. So please bless me. So that I will be able to please all of you. And whatever I am going to tell is not nothing of, it's not any of my realization. I have this book of Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj. So we will be following the exact path what Maharaj has mentioned. And I try to hear various lectures and various yatra lectures of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and get the information. So if you find anywhere anything is wrong, please feel free to correct me and please forgive me. So we will start today. We will just see the introduction and maybe from tomorrow onwards, we will start our first island because Navadvip, we know there are 9 islands. So we will take the blessings of Panchatattva and Srimati Radharani. So, and Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled Vaishnavas. So Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Srimati Radharani Shri Prabhupada. Okay, we have 20 minutes because by 9 I think we will end the call. So so first, let's see how Navadvip, actually, how did it come? So it's very interesting. So Navadvip Dham was created by whom? By Srimati Radharani, and it is mentioned in Ananta Samhita by Lord Shiva to Mother Parvati. So there are two, so first, okay. So what happens was, one day, we know how much Radharani loves Krishna. She likes to share her service with everybody, but she's so attached that one day she will come to know that Krishna is with another gopi called Viraja. So Radharani comes on a golden chariot with all the other gopis she'll come to see. Then somebody will be guarding. I think it is Sridham. Sridhama, like other gopi of Krishna, he will be guarding outside. Then by the time Radharani comes, Viraja gopi, she will become as a river, Viraja river. So then she will not see anybody. She will go back. Then again, she will get to know that, no, Krishna is with Viraja Gopi. And then she will be thinking, now what should I do? How should I, you know, attract Krishna? I should do something. Then she will say that, okay, I will create a beautiful place with lots of creepers, bumblebees, malti flowers, you know, exactly like very beautiful place. And I will call, even she called like Ganga, Mother Ganga, she'll call everybody, and it's such a beautiful place. And what happens, she will be holding a flower in her hand and she will be crying, a lotus flower with 9 center. There is whorl called, the center whorl is called Karnika, and there are 8 petals around the lotus flower. She'll be holding that and she was crying after she created this beautiful place. And of her tears, there's a beautiful pond that has formed, and the lotus flower drops there. So when the lotus flower drops there, so from the 8 petals and the central whorl, 9 islands appear. So that's why it is called Navadvip. Then what will she do now? She will start playing the flute. So we know, we all know that there is nobody who can play like Krishna. Like other day we were discussing in kids class that Krishna has a particular note to call a gopi. One gopi, specific gopi, there's one note. Cows, there's another note. like he nobody can do that, right? So then Krishna is such a, we don't see anybody, he's the mass, he has the master's degree or the PhD degree in flute. But you know who was his teacher? His teacher was Radharani. Radharani is the one who taught Krishna how to play the flute. So then she will be starting to play the flute, and then Krishna, you know, the most enchanting, the beautiful melody, then Krishna couldn't stop anymore, and then he will come. Then he will see the beautiful place that has been there, and he will start telling to Radharani, "Oh Radhe, this is such a beautiful place and you have created this place for me. So because you have made this for me, I will eternally reside here. I will not leave this place, and I will call all the holy dams, all the holy rivers here, so that if anybody visits this place, they will get the benefit of visiting all the sacred places." And he said all the holy dams and all the holy rivers will also stay here eternally, and those who come here and worship us will get the eternal service in the mood of Sakhis. And also he will say, from today onwards this place is called as Navavrindavan. So it's also equal to Vrindavan. Then Krishna will call even Mother Ganga, and Ganga will come with all the with all her sisters. And then what will happen? She will divide Navadvip in such that such a way that it goes around all the nine islands. So this is the glory. So I will read this. So he who lives in Navadvip Dam is very fortunate, for he achieves attraction for Krishna. He who happens to go there becomes freed from all offenses. What one attains by traveling to all the holy places is attained just by remembering Navadvip. In this way, the scriptures sing, he who sees Navadvip Dam gets ecstatic love of Krishna birth after birth. Even one who goes to Navadvip desiring to gain material comforts through pious activities will not take another birth. The Shastras say that one who walks around Navadvip attains the fruit of millions of Ashwamedha Yajnas at every step. So at this, I was hearing that Ashwamedha Yajna basically takes many years to be finished. And after finishing Ashwamedha Yajna also, we get only few fruits of the material world. Like we can get only few things. But here they're saying that every step, like one step you take, it's you get the benefit of millions of Ashwamedha Yajnas. And one who lives in Navadvip and chants mantras obtains the sound of Chaitanya as his mantra and easily gets free from Maya. What yogis obtain after the years at other Tirthas is obtained in three nights at Navadvip. Who committed hundreds of mistakes also will be accepted and immediately relieved from sins even if they visit once. Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept him. So one time what happens, there are two pastimes which I heard. So one was by Vishwarup Prabhu from Chapati, and the other one I heard, I don't remember, but Krishna showing his golden complexion, giving an indication that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, like he's going to come as Gauranga. So one time, if you remember in Vrindavan Parikrama, we have discussed about Nidhivan, which we said the most sacred place where Radha, Krishna and all the gopis, even till today, they will come to that place in the night. They come to Nidhivan. I think there is a place called Rangamahal there. So they just come there. And so after the Rasa dance is all done, then they're resting. Then Radharani gets a dream. And in that dream, Radharani sees a Brahmana, you know, who is jumping very high, saying, "Hey Krishna, hey Krishna." And he's jumping high, falling down. Then golden complexion. Then she wakes up and she says, "Hey Krishna, hey Krishna. I know, like whenever you come, you know, all your incarnations, how you are going to appear. I know everything. But today I saw something very different." And she explains her dream. Then Krishna was so busy just, you know, playing with this jewel, and in the reflection of the jewel, Radharani sees her dream. Then she understands it is none other than Krishna who is going to come in that form. Then another time, if you all remember, we have discussed in the Vrindavan pastime where Lord Shiva wanted to enter the Rasa dance, and then he will not get permission. Then he becomes Gopeshwar Mahadev. So So if we see the, it is said that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Krishna comes, he does Rasalila. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he does Sankirtan. So if you see, there are some posters also, like tall poster in ISKCON, I have seen somewhere where top they have shown Rasa dance and down they have shown Mahaprabhu doing Sankirtan. So Mahaprabhu very kindly bought that Rasa here in the form of Sankirtan. So what happens to that rasa dance where even the demigods and the great people in the creation are not given an entry, where the Shiva's example is there, and sometimes the demigods try to understand, they try to calculate, you know, what is happening, what is this, they're not even able to understand. So that Krishna brought here so easily, and one time when the rasa dance is happening, it is said that in one night of earth, Krishna had actually kept one night of Brahma. So they have actually did it for that long period. And we know where Krishna suddenly disappears and the gopis are searching, and Krishna was the bank of Yamuna under the Imli tree. And then Krishna was also feeling so much separation with the gopis and Radharani. Then Radharani comes and the person who is in Pitambar and the peacock feather, no more he's in that form. He entered that Radha Bhav, and he's in golden complexion. Then Radharani asks, "Hey, what is this, Krishna?" Then Krishna says, "See, I'm just experiencing what you experience." And he says to Radharani that he is going to come in the next yuga. I'm definitely going to come in this golden complexion in your mood. So the Prabhu whom I was hearing to this pastime, he was saying, so we all have to be very thankful for that decision that Krishna had made, so that because of that decision, the whole world, you know, is getting benefited. He's trying to give that bhav to the entire world. So now, who did the first ever Navadvip Mandal Parikrama? It was Lord Nityananda with Jiva Goswami. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left. He disappeared, like he ended his pastimes. Then Nityananda Prabhu was still there. So he took Jiva Goswami on the Parikrama path. So Navadvip Parikrama is also called as Navaratra Parikrama because it ends after 9 nights. That's why they do the Navadvip. Vrindavan, we do 30 days, but Navadvip Mandal Parikrama goes for 9 days. So Nityananda Prabhu had given the path. The same path is also that we are going to take. So whatever Nityananda Prabhu had said, the same way we are also going to do the Parikrama, same path. So Navadvip Mandal has all the Vaikuntha planets resting. Navadvip is the center of Gauramandal Bhumi. So it's a Gauramandal, if you imagine, as 100 petals, center is the Navadvip. And whole Gauramandal Parikrama, I think if one of our Bhakti Sangha lecture, Keshavananda Prabhu was mentioning that Navadvip Mandal Parikrama is different, and Gauramandal Parikrama, there is something else other than Navadvip Mandal also. So it is 168 miles, and its diameter is 56 miles, and radius, sorry for the spelling mistake, and the radius is 32 miles. So this is about the, I was also hearing that when they say this many miles, it is because as with our material mind, we can understand only that way. So the acharyas try to explain us, because we have to understand, they give us all this. Suppose they say Krishna's face is moon, because that is the maximum we can think. That doesn't mean that Krishna's face is like moon. So similarly, when we say that it is like this, it is for our understanding. When they say the miles, diameter, the shape. So then... Aishwarya Bhav, Lord shows in Vaikuntha. Madhurya Bhav showed in Goloka. And Audharya is shown in Navadvip. As we were discussing, the topmost rasa is the which even the demigods can't understand, is the Madhurya Bhav, that is in Goloka, rasa Leela. But he shows the same in the form of Audharya. Actually, I heard somewhere saying that Audharya is in Madhurya is in Audharya. So it is said that 16 rivers were flowing, and when the 16 rivers were flowing, all the intersections created this 9 islands. So the rivers that are there are Yamuna, Bhogavati, Alakananda, Kaveri, Saraswati, తామ్రపరణి, బ్రహ్మపుత్ర, సరయు, గంగ, మానసగంగ, కృతమాల, విద్యాధరి, నర్మద, గోమతి, మందాకిని, గోదావరి. సో ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ దేర్. అండ్ వి నో ది శ్లోక వేర్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ సెడ్ ఇన్ భాగవతం, శ్రవణం, కీర్తనం, విష్ణు స్మరణం, పాద సేవనం, అర్చనం, వందనం, దాస్యం, సాఖ్యం, ఆత్మ నివేదనం. సో ఆల్ ది 9 ఐలాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ నవద్వీప్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ ది 9 ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. సో ఇఫ్ యు సీ, సో దేర్ ఆర్ 9. ఆన్ ది ఈస్టర్న్ సైడ్ వీ హ్యావ్ అంతర్ద్వీప్, సీమంత ద్వీప్, గోద్రమ ద్వీప్, మధ్య ద్వీప్. అండ్ ఆన్ ద వెస్టర్న్ సైడ్ వీ హ్యావ్ కోల ద్వీప్, ఋతు ద్వీప్, జాను ద్వీప్, మోదద్రుమ ద్వీప్ అండ్ రుద్ర ద్వీప్. సో సారీ ఫర్ ది కలర్, ఐ థింక్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ విజిబుల్, ఐ హ్యావ్ టు చేంజ్. సో అంతర్ద్వీప్ షోస్ ఆత్మ నివేదనం, సీమంత ద్వీప్ షో లైక్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ శ్రవణం, గోద్రమ ద్వీప్ కీర్తనం, మధ్య ద్వీప్ స్మరణం, కోల ద్వీప్ పాద సేవనం. ద కోల ద్వీప్ ఇస్ ద నవద్వీప్ సిటీ, నౌ ఇట్ ద ట్రైన్ స్టేషన్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఇస్ ఇన్ కోల ద్వీప్. ఋతు ద్వీప్ ఇస్ అర్చనం, జాను ద్వీప్ ఇస్ వందనం, మోదద్రుమ ద్వీప్ ఇస్ దాస్యం, రుద్ర ద్వీప్ ఇస్ సాఖ్యం. సో ది సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఇస్ అంతర్ద్వీప్. ఇఫ్ యు సీ ది పిక్చర్, సో ఆల్ ది 9 ఐలాండ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ అండ్ అంతర్ద్వీప్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద సెంటర్, దట్ కర్ణిక. So that our Mayapur, TOVP temple, Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir, everything is in Antardweep, which we will be seeing it tomorrow. All the places in Antardweep. And also it is said when I heard that Ganga, I missed to say during the, when we discussed about rivers. So Ganga, we know, is like starting, originating in Gangotri. So it's said that even one time, if you take bath in Gangotri, that all our sins are eradicated. And then Ganga comes to Navadvip and after, and again she leaves, she goes in a path. So it is said that if we take bath in Ganga in Navadvip, not only the sins are eradicated, but the sinful tendency and the seed of the sins is also eradicated. So that happens in Navadvip Mandal. And there are even the 7 holy cities in Navadvip Dam. All these are present eternally. Mathura, Ayodhya, Haridwar, Kashi, Kanchi, Avanti is Ujjain, Dwaraka, they're all there. And the 12 forests of Vrindavan, which we took, like, you know, 30 days, we discussed all these 12 forests. So all the 12 forests are also present in various dweeps. Actually, I remember when I went for the first time to Navadweep, when they were saying, you know, the devotees with whom we went, they were saying that this is Radha Kund, this is Govardhan. Then that time, I didn't even understand. I was asking, how come in Navadweep Radha Kund is there? How could Govardhan come here? That time, they tried to explain, but I was very new. It didn't make sense. I was like, how can this happen? So when I was preparing for this, then I understood that why all these are present. So Gokul Mahavan is there in Antardweep. Madhuvan and Mathura is there on the north side of Prithukund. These all we will be eventually in all the 9 days we will be seeing. So Nandagram is there in Godrumadweep. Bahulavan is there in Koladweep. Girigovardhan there is in Kulia. Badravan is there in Janudweep. Bhandirvan is there in Modadrumadweep. Kamyavan is there in Mahatpura in Modadrumadweep. Talavan is in Mayamari in Simantadweep. Bilvavan is there in Rudradweep. Khadiravan is there in Champahatta. Radha Kund is there in Rutudweep. And not only that, all the 4 yugas that we know, Narsimha Dev appeared in Satya Yug, Treta Yug Lord Ram appeared, Dwapar Yuga Krishna appeared, and Kali Yuga we know it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all of them, all the 4, all of them has actually, they appeared to in Navadweep. So in Satyayuga, sorry for the spelling mistakes. In Satyayuga, he appeared in Godrumadweep. Treta Yuga, he came as Ramachandra came to Modadrumadweep. We will see how they came. They're very interesting pastimes also. And the Dwapar, we will see in the when we go to Godrumadweep, we can see what did Narsimhadev, you know, why did he appear there? Appear means why did he come there? Dwapar Yug, like Sri Krishna is in the Samudragara in Koladweep, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadweep, and also Varahadev came in Koladweep. So this is all about the introduction today. And also I wanted to say, yeah, I was hearing to this one I was reading somewhere that when we go to Dham, so we pack so many things, our brush, our dress, our paste. So this Prabhu is saying we have to even pack our mind so that anyways we are doing virtual parikrama. But if you go directly, like we should not expect any... you know how the dhams are, we have to go through some austerities, there might be some, you know, you might not like it, but still we have to go, we have to prepare our mind in that humble mood, so that we can get the full, because when we go to dhams, we go because there is a lot of mercy. But if we don't go with a good humble mood, with that mindset, then the mercy is there, but we are still away from mercy. So that is what we have to remember. So this is all about the introduction, and we will see our day one tomorrow. Shyam Gauri Mataji.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji. Very, very beautiful, beautiful presentation, Mataji.
Thank you. So I'm also very eagerly waiting for our day one. Many pastimes and paces we will start tomorrow. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you all, everybody on the call.
Thank you, Padmasakhi Mataji. It's beautiful. And already, just even with your introduction, I learned so much about Mayapur because I don't know enough about Navadweep and about that whole area. So thank you so much. It's beautiful. I'm looking forward to the other days. Hare Krishna.
Same here, Mataji. I also never been to Mayapur, but did not do the whole parikrama and everything. So, thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Padmasakhi Mataji. It was a very beautiful yatra parikrama along with you. So I also didn't know so many things, but going forward with full and systematically, it is very nice sitting at home. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji.
You say thanks to Shyam Gauri Mataji. Mataji. It's only
desire. Yes, Mataji. Thank you to Shyam Gauri Mataji and you also. Thank you, Shyam Gauri Mataji, for bringing up all these very nice sessions, Mataji. You're really... keeping all of us in proper mood. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you all. Thank you, all of you.
Hari Bol.